Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you want to give us a question or a comment, and that is askjim@jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is the Chief Home Officer, as you know. He's one of our top home-based business and teleworking experts in the Brain Trust, and he's the author of a number of books, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me again.
It's good to have you back. And he's also a columnist, ladies and gentlemen, for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. And you, many of you will see his byline electronically and in print lots of different places. Where did I see? What was the magazine I saw you in the other day, Jeffrey? Was it the Florida Small Business?
Florida Trend Magazine. Florida Trend. It's part of the Trend Magazine group owned by St. Petersburg Times, which is owned by the Washington Post Group, so they have Trend magazines around the country. And I did a couple recently, a big article about the pitfalls of family business, and we looked at three specific family businesses and how they handled issues like succession, like divvying up portions of the business, dealing with dissension among the family members, things like that. And then, in fact, another one just came out this week, which looked at how to deal with family members on a psychological basis, so to speak, when you have a disagreement among family members, for example, when a sibling holds a higher position than another sibling, how he makes his or she makes her feelings known and, you know, exerts the authority without being authoritative or, you know, dictatorial. How to say, you know, it's really got to be this way. I know we're siblings, but I'm the boss, without saying I'm the boss because I said so. So,
you know, small business is hard enough without throwing family into it. It really thickens the plot when you do that, doesn't it?
It really does, and I think what we've learned with small business, at least in the couple stories that I've written recently on family business and then written historically, is just like with almost any business with employees, although these are different type of employee or coworker, so to speak, in the family business, it's all really negotiations and understanding the personality traits around you. And, you know, you carry a lot of baggage into it. You know, you remember when your big brother Timmy beat you up back in sixth grade, you know, and how he may have been a bully along the way. There's little things that while we obviously don't carry all that baggage forward, we do carry certain things forward, and it's personality conflicts and the like, you know, follow us into that situation. In the worst case scenario, there are elements that can poison a relationship, or just at least have a cloud, sort of like you know, just this cloud that constantly follows you wherever you go in the relationship if you don't clear the air and sort of clear it out first.
Right. Well, and of course, for home-based business owners, it's a little different kind of a family challenge, isn't it? It's not so much nepotism. It's not so much competing against a brother or even a parent or dealing with that whole hierarchical thing. But it's more the family is right there where you are. That's almost the bad news because you can't boss them around.
Right. It's like, when did the kids go to camp already? When does school start again already? You know, we deal with that in this home office, we deal with that on a daily basis. But, you know, in as much as you have to set boundaries in a traditional business, in a traditional family business, you know, here in the home office, we set boundaries, you know, closed door. The kids know to, if they're going to come in, they open slowly so door doesn't sort of fly open and pound against the wall. They whisper, or because I wear a headset, so it's hard to tell if I'm on the phone or just typing away and just didn't take the headset off after the last call. They know to ask, are you on the phone? You know, they just sort of whisper. And my daughter walks in, I keep a pad of paper next to me, you know, in a little rack, and she'll grab it and write down a note if there's something she needs to ask me.
Let's move over and talk about how we keep this business going, this home-based business going. Because, Jeffrey, that's one of the things the challenge is, part of the challenge is having the family around, but But the real challenge is making sure that you got a business so that you have to deal with those challenges. And
right.
And the only way to do that is to make sure that you stay visible in the marketplace. Now, how in the world does a home-based business stay visible in the marketplace?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Jim, because during the height of the 90s, business came to me. I mean, I had articles I was publishing that were going online. People would do a Google search or do it at that time, like a Yahoo search. Who Yahoos anymore? And they would do a Yahoo search and find me or find my articles online, and business would come to me. And then with the dot-bomb and really the bubble bursting, a lot of that business not only went away, but a lot of those prospecting calls that came to me as opposed to me making them went away. So it required me to go out and start making those calls and getting active. And one thing I've learned is when you run a small business, more when you run a home business, but when you're in a micro enterprise, it is so easy to stay home, stay in the office, focus
on... It's called nesting.
It's called nesting. It's called cocooning. It's called, you know, never leaving the doors and getting out there because you fear losing a call. You fear not being there. You fear that well, it's just wasted time.
Or I think some people, in the beginning, I think some people think that's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
I'm home-based. Am I not supposed to be based at home?
Right. Well, in as much as people who work in corporate America, you know, have to get out of the office at times, or they're, you know, if you're in the marketing department of ABC Widget Corporation, your boss may say, you know what, go join the local ad fed, go join the local PR association or society, get out there among our people, go join the associations or societies that our clients belong to so that you can see what's going on, so that you can learn what's happening in the market, so you can network with people and pick up new ideas and new potentials and prospects. In as much as all that's going on, then it's something that we need to be doing in the home business as well, because we are very similar in the respect of how we handle all that.
But what about real marketing? Not just networking, but real marketing, where we have to try to get a brand out there. I mean, like a home-based business, our home-based business brand. Well, how do we do that kind of real marketing, not just networking?
Well, you know what? If you're not the creative type, but you're smart enough to know that you got to market your business, then it's a matter of going out and bringing in the experts who know how to brand, who know how to market, who know how to do advertising, who know how to do PR, all of these different things, creating a website, sending out an electronic newsletter, doing postal mailings and direct mail, and it doesn't have to be big and expensive. It can be something that you send out via a postcard that you created with, you know, HP paper, you know, using Microsoft Word or something like that. You know, there's a lot of different ways we can do it, and you have to stay focused that it's an aggressive process that we need to stay on top of.
Stand by. We'll take a quick break. When we come back with Jeffrey, we're going to see if we can get some more marketing ideas out of him right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Jeffrey Zabar. After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
All right, and tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you'll find a lot of great stuff. In fact, I'm doing some work on my site this morning. We've spoken about the new software I use called Acrosoft to run my site, which allows me, a non-HTML kind of guy, to go in and make changes, post new content. In fact, today I went onto the site and I created a new page called Soho Haiku, which is inspiration, some poetry, just some thoughts about what it means to work from home. The first one you would read is, "Eastward, the sunrise, coffee scent, the warm screens glow, new day, full of hope." So it just sort of sets the mood, or somebody could read it and say, "This guy is whacked." But either way, I'm getting my thoughts out there into the Ethernet and the Internet, so it's a lot of fun. So
well,
a lot of great resources, tips. I've added a bunch of new resources as well, ways to network, market, run your business, whether you're small or home-based. It's a lot of cool stuff.
Well, one of the things that... of course, the website can be used for marketing.
The website is the most powerful today.
But it is more, the website is passive because people have to come to you.
Right.
Marketing is supposed to be, you know, active and,
right.
And reach out and touch people. But you can use electronics. You can use email marketing, for example, to in a creative way, rather than say in a shotgun blast way, a very focused and creative way. You can use email marketing to do marketing for your home-based business, can't you?
Well, you look back, yeah, of course, because you look back at you know, 5 to 6 years ago when Toyota used to put Toyota.com at the bottom of all the end of all their television advertising,
right.
and Coca-Cola or Budweiser or whatever. Now it's just assumed that if you say Jim Blasingame and somebody says, you know what, I remember I heard him, I was driving down the road and I heard him on the radio, you know, or Small Business Advocate, you know, you're going to just go in and Google it. Or smarter ones will go www. And then throw in whatever the content in is, .com at the end, and just see what comes up. So we've gotten beyond that. But still, you're right that for those who have never heard the name or never heard anything about us, it's important for us to get out there and on our advertising, run our URL, our website address, to put our email contact, even if it's info@ or something that you don't want everybody to know, your private email. But, you know, we are not as lucky to be a global brand as McDonald's or a Burger King or a Coca-Cola or the like or Toyota, but we need to make sure that all of the traditional and potentially inexpensive marketing that we do carries the brand so people can have touch points to us in many different ways. So you do your e-zines, the Small Business Advocate newsletter. It leads people straight back to your site with a promise of content, information, resources to help them run their business better, which is what your brand is all about and what anybody else's brand is specific to what they do should be all about as well.
Well, and if you're home-based, obviously you have, like any other business, you got to have customers. And so wherever those customers find themselves, wherever they may be, you need to figure out how to be in front of them. If you're making a home-based business product, for example, I know people who are in the soap business. They make soap at home,
right?
And they sell it at flea markets. Well, when they go to the flea markets to sell the soap, they also take with them a brochure that they've made up.
Right.
And so even people who don't want to buy the soap at that moment can take a brochure and take it with them. I call them worker bees. They work
right.
for you when you're not there.
The key to what you just said is the brochure that they made up. When I relaunched my new website, I went to Office Depot and I bought a stack of perforated business card shells, postcard shells that I could run through my color printer. And inside that box of shells, where when I say shells, it's just an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that's perforated so you print it, but inside that box is a sheet that has a template for how to use Microsoft Word to create the document that you need so it'll print right on this shell. So I went through and I ran them through and I created my postcards that I then went to the gig at the Small Business Administration event in Orlando with you a couple weeks ago, and I distributed them to everyone I saw. They had a full color picture of my homepage on one side and information about me and the services that we have on the backside.
Right.
So it's stuff that we can create. We don't have to go out and spend thousands on this, assuming we have the ideas and the wherewithal
right.
to get it done.
That's another one of the cool things about being in business today is not only do you have the technology that is bite-sized and incremental, but you have this kind of marketing material that is
right.
that is designed for people like us, people, little, small companies, also home-based business owners like you are, Jeff, and micropreneurs, as you call them. There's so much out there that provides you with this kind of capability to help you look a lot more significant maybe than you are in size.
Right, right. Because we are significant in what it is that we do. And I was reading an article. There's a new website.
I apologize, but I got to stop you. I want to stop you so you can have time to give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And don't forget his books. They can find out about those on your site too, can't they, Jeff?
Everything in the world is on my site.
Everything you'd ever want to know about Jeff. Thanks, Jeff.
There
See you next
Jeff.
Time.
It's been Jeffrey great.
Jeffrey Zapar,
again.
Ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too right after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
USA.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.